This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are what type of stories?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, they kind of have a moral to them. And really, at the root of this, it's a good story. But it's also a setting the bar story. And there's an ick factor to it.
Oh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without giving yourself an at-home poop transplant causing you to experience menopause, then you're doing okay.
What is happening? Why are we transplanting poop at home? Why are we doing that?
This story is absolutely insane. So this guy, Charlie, he suffers from Crohn's disease. And so,
which is horrible. I know a lot of people that have it.
Right.
And I have, you know, in the same family, ulcerative colitis. That is also not fun.
Right. So one of the ways to help it is to get a fecal transplant.
I think we should let doctors take care of that, though.
Apparently, there is at-home fecal matter transplants.
No, there's not.
That you can do.
Is this a kit on Amazon we bought? What is happening?
He asked his mom. His mom said yes.
No.
His mom is happening to be going through menopause. So apparently, with this sort of transplant, there is the, quote, risk of more of those hormones getting into your body. So Charlie started experiencing menopause.
Oh, no, he did not. Oh, this is so bizarre. But did it help his Crohn's symptoms? Like, was this just a side effect he's going to have to deal with? Did it actually help? Please say it helped.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
But they did it without the supervision of a doctor. And
yeah, that's
so
the
they
problem
just did
here.
The
I
whole...
think we leave the doctors to do all of this. Please.
But a fecal transplant was not something I was prepared to hear. And a fecal transplant from mom suffering now from menopause, it was not another thing I was prepared to hear.
I'm going to need for you to stop saying fecal transplant. I can't.
Would you rather me say poop?
No, let's just stop talking about it altogether because I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. Let's just listen. If you're considering that as a treatment option for you, let's go to a doctor. Let's let them handle that. And why in the world are there such a thing as at home?
I know, at home fecal matter transplant.
I'm not trusting that. I don't trust that. I don't trust it. Maybe we don't buy those.
So as you said, hopefully it did. At least help him. But he is now going through menopause. So there's that.
So
again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving yourself an at-home poop transplant causing you to experience menopause, you're doing okay.
I mean, you really could have just left it at that sentence. That says a lot in the sentence, doesn't it?
Yep. That is your setting the bar story.